like secret handshake with his like spatula thing.
And I kind of get started. And I slap the guy.
So pretty much I worked for the ER for the night. Hey, everybody.
Oh, we're in.
Hey, Alex, I hit record. Is that okay?
I didn't even know. Usually there's like a little before, but I did not hear it today.
It was supposed to be there. I don't know why it wasn't.
All right, we're back.
Hey, guys.
Ah, man. Trent, explain your week as if it was a roller coaster.
Okay. My week was, imagine if the roller coaster I was on had one cart.
Okay.
And that thing went 125 miles an hour.
Wow.
But it was just flat.
So just normal.
And then right at the end, huge hill.
Okay.
Not huge, but decent size. You know, one that like tickles the tum.
You know, it'll make, you know, 14-year-olds, you know,
barf.
Get a little butterflies in their stomach. Actually, honestly, I think 14-year-olds would handle it better than 70-year-olds.
I would definitely think so. But good news is I'm only one of those. So, Alex, if your week was like a camel ride, how would you explain it?
I would say it was just like the back of a camel.
What?
You know, it starts at the tail, and you know, good beginning. Love to start with a tail, you know, and then it comes, and it's kind of all building up to the weekend. It seems like my week was, and right now, I'm on the way down the hump.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Would you say that it's shining outside, or is it a little gloom?
Oh, on my camel ride, it is all sunshine and roses.
Amen.
Yep, I'm loving it.
I'm loving it.
It was a very, very good week.
I don't remember a lot from the week, but what I do remember is what I do remember, and it's pretty good stuff. One thing I remember, Alex, is that you got an energy drink given to you.
Yep, I did. Oh, and yes, I did. This was honestly the first little hump of the
week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how humpy is your camel?
We're talking a two-legged, a two-humped camel here.
Two-legged.
That's just a human.
We're talking about disabled camels here.
What's a two-legged camel with a hump? What is it? Pregnant. You know that joke? What's that joke?
A three-humped camel.
Oh, yeah.
So what's a two-legged camel on the ground with the hump? What do you call it?
Pregnant.
No, that's called roadkill. All right, okay. Alex, talk to me about that energy drink.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about that. So we're going into class, and in this class, since we are in school for youth ministry, we're kind of, we're in this class that is all set on the programs that happen in youth ministry. So talking, you know, events, we're talking like camps, we're kind of getting into detail about that. Not necessarily administration, but rather the programs themselves.
But rather fun.
But just the fun part of it. And so this class is actually pretty fun. I enjoy it a lot. And our teacher might be listening.
Hey, Teach.
Hey, Teach.
Teach us.
And so we walk into class, and to begin every class, we start with a game. So, you know, kind of get practice coming up with games, putting those together. So three people in the class just put on a game.
Yep.
And so these people for this class, they did the tortilla slap challenge. You know that one?
Yeah, let me demonstrate.
Ay, ay, ay! Tortilla.
That's the game.
So you slap someone and you yell tortilla. No. So if you don't know what this game is, for some reason, you have a tortilla in your hand, you have a person in front of you, and you put one and one together and you make it.
Mosquito whacking.
Yes. You slap them in the face with the tortilla. They have water in their mouth, and you're just trying to make them spew out water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We should do watermelon edition.
Explain.
They have a watermelon in their mouth. And you have a tortilla chip.
You like throw like a ninja star?
Exactly. You gotta stick it in the watermelon.
Oh, I like that. That could be interesting.
That literally came out of nowhere.
That's super random. I don't know how you thought about that. But anyway.
I didn't.
So we're playing this game. And first round goes on, and then second round goes on, and, you know, I volunteered to play. I was like, you know what? I would like to slap someone.
Pick me.
Please, yes.
When there's violence involved, Alex is tucked in.
When violence is on the line, I'm in my prime.
Ooh, okay, okay. When when violence is in, Alex isn't out. I don't know. Okay, go ahead.
So we're playing. I'm up there playing, and I kind of get started. And I slap the guy.
Can that be a clip at the front? I get started. I slap the guy.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay, sweet.
So I get this guy gets slapped with the tortilla, and you know he stays strong, stays steady, and so it's his turn. He slaps me, but in this slap, do you have something to say?
I just want to mention your first slap was a reverse.
Yes, I was trying to go for like the make him laugh kind of approach to it. Because I feel like if I just slap him, water's not going to spew out. But if I can like make him chuckle.
It's a mental game.
Wait, what's that word?
Chortle.
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 If I can make him chortle a little bit.
Like, hey, chortle, why don't you?
If I can make him do that, then he'll probably split out some water. And so that's what I was trying to do. So I hit him with a little reverse, like kind of flicked the wrist there at the end. Anyway, didn't make him spew anything out. So he goes to slap. And my brother, he got my jaw with his fist.
He got a little more than tortilla in there.
Yeah, no, that was tortilla being made. You know how
tortilla
they're
tortilla plus one.
You know how they're making tortillas with their hands on
they're kneading it.
What? No. On like it's a hot and they're just using hands and they're flipping. You know, that's with him with my face. My face was the stove.
Hot plate.
Yeah, that's what my face was, and I'm telling you, he full on.
It was a punch.
Me.
It was a punch.
Full on punched me in my face.
We all said, oh.
It was actually insane. I've never been punched in the face before, but this Tuesday, got a good old punch to the face. That's wild. And so, you know, I let a little water out, but kept it mostly in and went on to win that game. I went on to win that game versus him. And that was the first round. Second round, I went up. It was like a winner's round for the championship. And in the championship, it was for an energy drink, a monster drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so, you know me, I love energy drinks. So I was like, I'm going to win this. And so I slapped the guy to victory.
Yep.
Yeah. So I won. I did win in the championship round. And I got a monster white energy drink.
Which the question is now. Number one, what are your thoughts on Monster?
What I've had, don't like.
Okay, number two, did you have the Monster?
Well, Trent, I walked outside and I said, who wants a Monster? So I just gave it away. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I knew you'd do. I definitely didn't think that you'd be back there chugging.
Nope, I'm not. Remember, I'm waiting the year. I'm going
to... That's right. I got to watch A Temptation live. What's he going to do with it? What is he going to do with it?
I'm a sucker for free things. Like,
we've talked about this a lot.
Yeah, I go to Sam's Club just to get a free lunch.
Yeah, he goes to my room just for free anything he wants.
Free entertainment.
Free entertainment? My dad, okay.
That was my first hump.
Okay. You got a weird looking camel, huh?
Yeah, it's one of those weird ones, the two humped ones.
One of the weirder ones.
Yeah, you know those ones.
No, I don't know if
the
I
ones
do.
They put in the circus. That,
I don't know
those types of camels.
I've never never been to a circus. Two, I've never seen a circus with a camel.
I don't think I ever have either. But I imagine this is
just camels all over the place. If you really go to a circus, just camels everywhere. Yeah.
They replaced them. They replaced the elephants.
In the stands, camel running the nacho place, camels. Like, they're everywhere. Controlling bathroom lines, camels. That was random.
What do you call it? Event? Not the event.
A tent.
The trick? Where they're in that ball, and they're on motorcycles, and they're just going around.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that with camels.
They're on camels, or the camels are on motorcycles? We're veering off
I was thinking camels on motorcycles.
Well, they better not veer off like we're doing. That'd be painful.
Yes. Anyway, that's enough about camels.
Well, keep describing your camel of a week to us.
Pretty much. It was all building up to the weekend.
Okay.
Which is where I came today. We're recording on Saturday night at approximately 9:25 p.m.
In the a.m.
So my week is building up to this weekend because today, Saturday, I went to a youth rally and I was helping out there to do games and stuff. And so that was a something I was looking forward to all week.
Yep.
And I actually had a huge blast today. It was
good,
so fun.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
It was amazing. Got to yell, you know. Any chance I get to just scream at the top of my lungs, I take it.
When volume's up, Alex is down.
It was actually really funny because by the end of it, everyone, there was six helpers total. And by the end of it, they all lost their voice, but I was just fine.
By the end of it, there was three helpers total.
My voice was the only one standing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got good lungs on you.
Yeah, I feel like I just yell a lot. And so
There's a right way and a wrong way to yell.
Yeah, I feel like I'm definitely doing it the wrong way. But I think my body...
But it works.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's people who damage their voice. Like preachers. Preachers can really hurt their voices if you don't raise it the right way.
Yeah.
If you don't raise your voice...
I do vocal exercises,
if you don't
folks.
Give it discipline and raise your voice right, then it'll turn out to be a rebel.
I always thought about naming a kid Awareness so I could raise awareness. That's
okay.
Dumb. Sorry.
No, that's funny. That's funny. I was trying to think of another one. I'm going to name Taxes. I'm going to raise Taxes.
No, don't do that. Yeah, this Youth Alley is super fun. What else do I want to say? Oh, there's two sides. Three helpers were on one side, three helpers were on the other side, and you're just trying to help your side win games, and at the end of it, just whoever has the most points wins. And
enough
so
said.
There was one kid on the opposite team that was not my team. He comes up and they're playing that nasty youth group game.
Oh no! Which
where
one?
They put the eggs in the
tube. Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Sorry for the beep. That was me explaining a nasty game. But if you know it, you know it.
It's gross.
And anyway, instead he points that tube into the other boy's face, and then he just blows egg into his own face.
Yikes!
Yeah, and so. The guy running the youth rally was like, all right, 2,000 points for the other team.
Nice.
Here. Yeah. And so at the end of the game, it came down to that.
What?
Yeah.
That cost them?
We won by 2,000. So it came to that.
Wow, that's so fitting, huh?
Yeah. So we loved it.
Rudeness never pays.
That guy got brutally, publicly humiliated.
Was
though.
His shirt untucked?
You better believe it.
Yeah. It was like down to his knees.
Yeah. Okay. Trent, are you ready for something crazy?
Okay. I also have to...
It's in the same day.
Okay. But I have a story about egg on the face later. Go.
Okay. So, talking about him, not having your shirt tucked in.
Yeah.
There was someone who did have their shirt tucked in.
Okay.
And where I'm going by this is I was outside. I was helping out with archery tag, which I know you love.
Ooh. Yeah.
We were doing that. And up to my left, left, I see someone, and I'm like, oh, do you want to play? And she goes, no. Do you have a podcast?
What?
I was like, huh? I was
How old? Where were you?
I was like, I do.
What?
And she's like, yeah, I listen. Apparently, she is the sister of someone's girlfriend that we go to school here with.
No way.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and so...
What do you know?
Yeah, Grace.
Small world.
Met Grace there.
Hey, Grace.
I was so shocked. I was like, that's crazy. She said she recognized me from my voice.
Wow.
From my voice.
I wonder if she recognized me.
I could not believe it. I was like, that is so unreal. Because there's no way I'm recognizing anyone by their voice. Unless it's like SpongeBob or something.
I'm pretty sure I just heard SpongeBob around here. Where is he at? You walk up, hey, are you SpongeBob?
You've got to be, right? Your voice.
Your voice. He's like, this little sponge, like.
But I was just so shocked, and she actually asked for a picture.
Whoa.
I got a picture with a fan. No, with a friend. Thank you, Grace, for being a friend of the podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a picture. It was like monumental
for
me.
Oh my goodness.
It was monumental. So, Grace, send in an email with that picture and we'd love to hear from you.
That is fabulous.
It was so, I was so shocked and it was unreal.
That's insane.
It was so awesome though. It really was so cool.
Wow. I'm glad you waited till now to tell me that. That
yeah.
is so awesome.
I wanted to tell you really bad, but right when it happened, but I decided to wait till now.
I'm glad you did. Man, I'm like in shock.
Got
honestly.
Our first
That's
picture.
Crazy. That is actually crazy.
No, it wasn't because I was like, oh, I'm so excited to meet you. It was just like, oh, I got to show my sister's...
Sure, sure, sure.
My sister that I listened to this.
Sure, so, yeah. Sure.
She's only listened to like 4 episodes though. But...
Hey, that's okay.
Yeah. But...
Don't blame you.
You know? Yeah, I'd slow down too.
I'm kidding. We love doing this.
Every time we post, we're like, is this good? Like, how do you feel about this one? But then we always have people say they like it, so.
So, you know, we keep doing it. You know what you guys keep doing that really blows us away is the things that you send in. And, Alex, what do we call those?
Oh, are we referring to... Fan mail. We're back, and okay, this week we are especially shocked because we are looking at 5 emails.
5 emails?
5.
I'm trying to pull it up here. It's not working. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
We do. Whoa.
Yeah, I know it, right?
Wow, our mailbox is just overflowing today.
Hope none of them are bills.
Sorry, Mr. Mailman.
Okay.
None of them are bills.
Yeah.
Someone sends us a bill. All right. Go ahead.
An invoice. I was going to say you go ahead and start us off with one. If you have them.
Yeah. Let me see. What's the bottom? Okay. Yeah. I'll read the bottom one because it's from. Okay. This one is from none other than my very own mother.
Yeah, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, says Mrs. Palmer. This.
Shout out to Trent and Alex. Enjoy the show. Makes me smile! ! I also like the spiritual aspect you both do at the end. It always blesses my heart. Proud of you both, but especially Trent.
That makes sense.
Smiley face. Signed, Mom Potter.
Oh, thank you, goodness. Mama. Thank you so much for listening. Listening to two young...
Thank you. Whippersnappers.
Weirdos that decided to record themselves.
We went 2 different directions with that.
Both went W. Thanks, we both went
Thank
W.
You. But, love yeah. you, Mama.
All right. Second one comes from Kim Westmoreland.
Who?
Kim Westmoreland. Okay. I imagine this is what the pilgrims were saying when they were pioneering. They said, where should we go? Westmoreland.
No, that's the Indians.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we're running like Westmoreland.
Well, we're running out of space to live.
Westmoreland.
No, but I want to find some gold, maybe.
Westmoreland.
So anyway, sorry for making fun of your last name. Kim says, hello. I have so enjoyed listening to every episode of y'all's podcast.
Aw.
Recently, on a road trip, my granddaughters... What? Wow, that I didn't. Wow, awesome. That I was not expecting that. Yes. Okay. Recently, on a road trip, my granddaughters Madeline, Julia, and Brooke had me listen to one of the episodes, and I instantly became a fan. By the way, I'm from the same church in Mississippi as Daniel T, who left fan mail last week. Yep. Keep up the good work. Congrats on your engagement, Trent. My goodness. I'm just going to say, Madeline is putting in that work.
Yeah, she is.
Thank you, girl, for that.
Thank you.
Seriously, she's... You know, whenever at the end of the podcast, we're like, tell your friends. She's actually doing that.
She's the only one.
She's the only one. We owe it all to her.
But she's doing a great job. Keep it up.
Hey,
Keep it up. We appreciate it.
So I'm going to say Mrs. Kim now because I now
You were disrespectful.
On accent.
You were disrespectful.
Disrespectful out of ignorance. I'm sorry. But Mrs. Kim, thank you so much for that. And we made fun of her last name too. That's awful. Okay. Yeah,
we can cut it.
Nope. Trent, go ahead and read another one.
Okay. I have a big one.
Yep. Go ahead. Let's do it.
Okay. All right here. Oh, this is a big one. Okay. Buckle in. Here we go. This one is a Narbis story fan mail.
Oh, okay. Goodness. Okay, so if this may be your first time, then a while back ago, we mentioned writing stories about Narbis, who is our mascot. He's a turtle, because turtles are the most tucked in animals, because they tuck their whole bodies in.
That's right.
And so we asked people to write stories about him, and so here it comes. Go ahead.
All right, this one says, hello. I've got a story about Narbis that my sister Kate wrote. It's called Narbis and the Tucked In Tea, spelled T-E-A, the one that you drink. This is from a man, our friend John, by the way. All right. Narbis and the Tucked In Tea.
Sweet or green?
Black.
Perhaps chamomile?
Sorry. Are you all set, Narbis? His mom peered through the crack of the bedroom door, checking that he was indeed tucked in for bed. Narbis turned his head very slightly sideways and tried to wiggle his foot to show that he couldn't. What? Show that he couldn't. Ah, he was truly tucked. And his mom nodded and closed the door. That's funny. That's funny. As Narbis drifted off to sleep, he immediately began to dream. He dreamed he was floating on his bed, but out of the window. And suddenly he realized his house had transformed into an ancient Egyptian high-rise apartment. The cool desert breeze swiftly carried his bed over the city.
This is like Aladdin.
Narbis sat up in alarm, or at least he would have if he wasn't properly tucked into his covers. All he could do was strenuously crane his neck, but the bed wobbled violently and he immediately laid back down, straight as a board. He traveled in that manner for some 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
Gazing unseeingly at the stars as they flew past above him, a silent and steadfast witness to his terror. After approximately 3 hours and 27 minutes, his bed abruptly stopped, and he fell like a rock toward the ground. Mm. Narbis sighed, anticipating sudden death. His short and wildly uneventful life flashed before his eyes 3 times in succession before the bed stopped falling. Luckily for the podcast, he didn't die.
Yes.
He was hovering above the ground at about 20 feet. There was nothing but miles of desert in every direction. Although Narbis was often fearful and cautious, he was by no means pessimistic. He was generally hopeful. Nonetheless, this situation felt overwhelmingly bleak. Okay, just hold on, sorry. In the bleak midwinter.
Why are you singing?
A high voice floated from the sand. Narbis started and carefully peered over the edge of the bed again. Snow had fallen, snow on snow. Suddenly, Narbis lost grip and tumbled out of the bed. He hit the ground with a thud and sighed in pain and annoyance. He laid dejectedly for a minute. Then the bedroom door cracked open. Narbis, his mother. Did you fall? She paused and squinted. I thought I said squished. And squinted into the dark room. She sighed deeply, walked over and picked up Narbis and tucked him back in. It was going to be one of those nights. Back on his bed, among the stars, Narbis heard the voice once more. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. He sighed, contentingly. You don't know that song?
No.
Oh, it's a song.
Okay.
Good thing I read this. Contentedly laid back and watched the stars. They were so bright, and the sky behind them so dark. They seemed to get further and further away, and then the bed itself seemed to be dropping further from the sky into the earth. Another soft thud, and this time Narbis' mother said nothing, but walked in, put him back in the bed. She tucked him in extra carefully, pushing the covers fully halfway under him. She sighed again and left the room. Narbis' bed was now back above the city, and his seeking visitor was standing on the edge of the bed. Narbis recognized him as the young boy from the church choir. Hi? The boy reached out his hand, but Narbis, of course, couldn't shake hands. If he had hands, he couldn't have gotten them out of the covers anyways. He looked away and sighed. The boy crossed his arms and huffed loudly. And he did a triple twist, half-tuck backwards dive off the bed and down towards the now quiet city. Narbis sighed in disapproval. It should have been a full tuck, he thought.
He's an Olympic diver.
Then he suddenly realized his friend was skydiving without a parachute. He tried to gasp, but he couldn't, only sigh. As sharply as one could sigh. In the haste to check out his new acquaintance, he quickly leaned right off the bed. This time, it was a sharp knock onto the floor, and Narbis fully awoke. He sighed, and his head was throbbing, and he knew his mother wouldn't be pleased. She wasn't. Although Narbis's mother did not approve of falling out of the bed three times in one night, she was still his mother, and she dearly loved him. While Narbis sat dejectedly on his bed, she made a pot of her signature tucked-in tea. Drink the whole cup, Narbis, dear. It will help you sleep. It did. With a warm stomach and five extra covers tucked all the way around him, Narbis finally drifted off to sleep for the last time. His sleep was deep and peaceful this time, and his bed was entirely stationary. He stayed tucked in and didn't sigh once. Thanks for the continued episode, guys. Keep up the fun and encouraging content, my friends.
Wowza.
I don't even know what to say.
Wow.
That was insane.
Kate, my goodness. That was, first of all, very well wrote.
That was very well written.
And the details were hilarious.
I'm telling you, the adjectives in that.
Yeah.
The description. Wow.
Goodness.
We're having a great day of fan mail. My mom, we got that.
Psh.
We got... Well, Mrs. Kim. Sweet. Was there more?
Yes, there's still two more.
I don't know if I have those in here.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I might have to do it.
Oh, I see. No.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead to this one. This is for our man's Joshua Schmitz. He sends in another fan. Go ahead, look at it.
I'm seeing it now.
Okay, and then guess the price. I'll have you guess the price, okay?
Okay. As fancy as this one looks, I know it's cheap. Just by the display photo, I'm going to say, well, I say cheap. I'm going to go $47.99.
Are we talking brand new or used?
That depends.
Either way,
which
you're
one's
wrong.
Closer? Okay. Just tell me up or down on the
down.
New. Down on new.
Down.
It's like 20.
Yep. $19.99.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so. I was right. I could tell it was cheap by the description picture right here.
Yeah, it just looks like one of those.
It looks cheap.
The cheaper ones.
Temu.
Straight from the
Do you
want to
read the
warehouse.
Next one? Because this one kind of pertains to...
Oh, I did an extra one. Sorry.
Yeah, you read this one.
Okay. Sounds good. This comes from our man's Joel. He says, I want to recommit to a Wii Sports tournament, as we talked about last week. This time with Trent and Alex both.
Okay.
Just three guys and a few Wii remotes. Maybe some cornhole.
Yes.
In a thirst for victory.
You betcha.
Hopefully you might consider this proposition that I might redeem myself for a certain mercy rule last week. He says, P.S. Still waiting for my t-shirt and mug, but stay tucked, gentlemen.
Do you want to address that?
I will address that. Okay. So I have sent an email to the company because I'm sure the same with you and mine.
And mine.
And his. We're supposed to get it at a certain time, but the shirts were not here in time. So I emailed them, and they said that they were in a busy season. And because I emailed, they gave me a refund on the shipping. So I suggest you all do that as well. Get a couple bucks back. And I certainly apologize about
that. Yeah, we're really sorry about that.
I don't know what else we could do, but I will do as much as we can.
Yeah, we're definitely going to try and do our part to... make things right, because we know it's no fun waiting way too long for things.
Absolutely.
So we are sorry about that, genuinely. And like Alex said, we're trying to do our best. But yeah, let's do a Wii tournament. Let's do it.
Yeah, I am super.
I am down Mr. Joel. That.
Let us do that.
Okay. That was a great little segment.
I enjoyed that.
Of
give me that egg story.
All right, you're not ready for this. Okay, so this evening we had an outing here at school that I was a part of. And so we went to a place called Pops. And that's where we started. And it's where we had They have like all types of like old glass bottle sodas and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They had some crazy flavors, like cookies and cream, which isn't that crazy. But they had like a cookies and cream. They had coffee cola, which I was really interested in because I'm a big coffee guy. They had some like ones that they named weird things, but I'm sure they weren't actually weird things. Like, I'm trying to think. Like they had
Mountain
like,
Dew.
No, there's like toxic acid. Like, okay. Like it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, crazy okay. names for probably okay. a lemon lime.
Something. Yeah, okay.
So they had a lot of crazy names and things, but a lot of like really cool looking old bottles. I got a certain root beer that had like a caramel cream like twist to it. It was pretty good. A little different, but it was pretty good. Anyway, so we did that. And then after that, we went to a hibachi grill.
Ooh.
And so they're like, you know, they're cooking it up.
Chefing it up.
Nice fried rice, nice salmon, filet mignon.
Oh, brother.
Filet mignon.
Oh,
it was so good. It was actually so good. But part of that was our guy who's cooking, so funny. You know, he's whipping it up and he's just making jokes. You know, he does this all day.
Okay, okay. He's like a comedian.
Oh, he's so funny. And he did the whole like secret handshake with his like spatula thing where he's like flipping. He had like a pointy one and he's like ding, ding, ding. Like behind his back and everything.
Oh, wow.
It was just so impressive. And so he's doing his thing and we're loving it. You know, we're just having fun and encouraging him. And then he gets to a point and he had some eggs that he was putting in and stuff. And he set them aside. And then later he goes, all right, who's going to catch an egg in his mouth? And so he like is flinging eggs all around the table. And we're all trying to catch it in our mouth.
Are we talking full on uncracked, no. Unincubated?
Like, unincubated? He tried to, he like jokingly threw, almost threw like a full egg at me. I was ready. I was like, all right, I'll eat that thing.
Okay, okay.
I'll eat it. right here. But he had like cut some scrambled eggs. Oh, and they're like little tiny pieces. Okay. But he was just like, he put them on the end of his metal spatula. What do you call that? Is it a metal spatula? I don't know what the technical term.
I should know.
But he would like flip it off that. And so we're going around the table and then like people are all doing great. You know, we're all catching it, missing a couple, whatever. Then he gets to one guy, one of our friends here, Josh, and he doesn't throw one egg. Like, he grabs a scoop of scrambled eggs, and he's just flinging. And so he's trying to catch, but there's, like, five pieces of eggs just all hitting him in the face. And he keeps going. It's just, like, and eventually he's just like, okay. And he's just, like, landing on top of his head.
That's
just
funny.
Got, like, it's so funny. Our guy was a goofball, but the food was so good. So I think it's just interesting that we both had an egg to the face story. That is quite hilarious.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. You know what was a bad thing?
Really quick.
Yeah.
Can I say I had some good food as well?
Okay, yeah. Tell me about it.
I just wanted, quick. Yeah. I had a really good steak today. And I wanted steak. I almost got one yesterday.
Okay.
But instead, I went to Mobetta's. You know what Mobetta's is?
Yes.
Right? Obviously. If you guys know what Mobetta's is, it's like Hawaiian-style food. And I went there, and that was so, so good. So I had two back-to-back days of good dinner.
If you're not Hawaiian, you're dying.
That's what they say. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, what was a bad thing is that I ended up going to the ER last night with somebody because they were feeling really sick. Turns out they had pneumonia and stuff.
Oh, goodness.
But through that, he was not feeling great, as you can imagine. But the doctors got him, you know, what he needed, and he's feeling a lot better today. But I say that to say that it was a wild, wild night. And I don't say this to complain because it was fun. Me and him had like good time other than him hurting, but he was still in a good mood. So we were having a good time. But we were there till like 4:20 this morning.
My word.
Yeah. And so we were there pretty much all night.
Wow.
We left
when
at
did you
about
go in?
11:30.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a long process, but it was like the funnest time I've ever had in an ER. And I want to preface this that it wasn't like he was like, oh, like deathly ill. Like he's just like, I really am not feeling good. My head's really hurting. Okay. Like I need to get checked out kind of thing. And so because of the time, we're like, well, let's go to the ER. So I don't want him to like say all this, like it was great, great. And he's like over there dying. No, he was just like, yes. I mean, I'm glad he's feeling better, but he was having a good time too. So I'm not trying to say like, I'm having a great time while he was over here suffering.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we had the nurses were so fun. But at one point, she's in there, and she's trying to do, like, a thing for him, and she's getting, like, the IV ready, and she looks, she's, like, over there on the other side, and I'm sitting against the wall, and she goes, hey, can you grab an IV needle off the top, like, out of the top drawer over there? And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I guess so, sure. And so, like, reach over there, get in her cabinets, and grab, like, stuff that she needs. And I was like,
well, they're understaffed at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, they actually, yeah, they were. That's why it took so long. But I was like, okay. And she's like, you're hired. And I said, I don't think I can do 7 to 7.
Let me clock in.
And then she told me what they get paid. And I said, I could do 7 to 7. it was so random because I've never had that before. Never, ever have they been like, hey, can you like grab this? I'm like, all right. So pretty much I worked for the ER for the night.
Awesome. Got employed.
I got employed. One other thing that happened was at one point we were kind of just waiting on the doctors to get back results and stuff. And so we turned the TV on in the room and there was a commercial, like, you know, those old, I don't remember what they're called, but the commercials where they're just trying to sell stuff. It's just
infomercial.
Yeah. It was just ridiculous. They had old silver dollars on there. And you talk about inflation, brother. Let me tell you how much they were selling these silver dollars for.
All right. A silver dollar. I imagine that should be worth a dollar.
You would only imagine, huh?
Yeah. Only in the name.
Okay.
Let's see.
These silver dollars were being sold for $1,599.95.
What?
$1,599.95 for a silver dollar.
Huh.
You're spending all that to get a dollar.
Let me think here. Okay. So, okay, let's just say, you know, I forgot my wallet at Walmart, and I had to reach around my pocket, and I had one of these silver dollars.
And you pay with that. It's a dollar. It's a dollar worth. Sure, someone who knows who it is will pay a lot of money for it. But if you're going to spend that thing, it's spending a dollar.
Good. Wow.
They're like, hey, a silver dollar earned is $1,500, what did I say, $99.95 spent. Yeah.
It should only be like the 95 cents.
So I just thought that was funny because I saw it and I'm like, there is no way. I understand if it's a collectible, but the worth of that thing, I mean, it's a silver dollar.
Yeah, seriously.
But if it's real silver, blah, blah, blah. A lot of factors go into it, but I just thought it was so random.
Now, you know, back then you work a couple hours for one for a dollar. A couple minutes bad. For one dollar.
Yeah.
But you have to work a whole night at the hospital
for that.
Inflation's
bad.
So work one whole night at the hospital, you can afford a silver dollar.
I don't think, maybe. Also, one other thing. So we got him all ready to go, and they were so kind about it. And he's feeling a lot better today, so I'm thankful. And he was feeling better when we left, blah, blah, blah. So we're on our way back, and we're just chatting. And we're driving down, not in a residential area. Like, we're driving down this street. Okay. And So it's not like there's houses on this street. Like, this is a business street, a main way, whatever you want to call it. Main way? I don't know what that is.
It's one of those sure things.
It's one of those, you know. And somebody is walking their dog at 4:20 in the morning on a business street. Like, not in a resident area. And I was driving back. I'm like, no, I'm walking. I'm like, why are they walking their dog at 4:20 in the morning?
A dog's got to walk. It's got to walk.
I guess so. Maybe he's working early. But anyway, so, yep, that's what happened. And so that's why the end of my week was just a little hilly.
Mm.
Just yep.
Back to that roller coaster analogy.
So if I seem maybe a little different, it's probably because I'm on little sleep. But yeah. That's okay.
Did you get to do things this morning or did you just sleep?
No.
Whew.
I did stuff.
You're a better man than I.
No, I woke up fine. I had a Red Bull today, which I hardly ever. Wow. It's because he had one. He's like, hey, you want one? I said, yeah, I'll take
one. I might try one next year.
I'm not. Really, I'm not a fan of Red Bull, but like, I'll drink if I have to. That's not my go-to, you know? Yeah, so that's what happened. A lot of random stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a lot.
Weird week. No. That's just our life.
That's just our life.
That's the days of our lives.
Yes.
Well, that's probably close to an episode, huh?
Yeah. But we need to do Locked In, Locked Out, though.
Oh, goodness.
Else it'd be forgotten twice.
Oh, yeah. We can't go to season 3 just yet. Okay. So my Locked In was someone who could quote the Constitution. And also I realized about midweek, what we were talking about last week was just the preamble.
I know. I know.
I don't even know what I was doing in the week, but it just popped in my head. I was like, oh my goodness. The whole Constitution is insane.
Yes. Yes.
And we were just talking about the preamble last week. Anyway.
We were being a little silly.
I obviously did not get anyone that
by the way, I know all 128,000 pages.
Yeah, so I didn't have any government officials listening to the podcast this week. And then my locked out was someone who was, oh, do you remember?
I literally listened to it like 2 days ago.
Bear with me.
Bear with us as we put on some background music. Hold on. Oh, what was it?
Oh, Alexander? It was probably just, you know, either way, I didn't get anything on it. So there's that. Either way, doesn't matter. What was your locked in?
I'll be honest. Mine was about watches, wasn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you did get that one.
I did. Yep. Confirmed. I got some watches by our good man, Mr. Teach Them. We appreciate him, and we're really thankful. We love him a lot. So, yep, we got that. I don't remember my locked out.
We should probably start writing this down.
Yeah, let me just a second here. Let me... Alex, what was the thing we were talking about?
Oh, I just locked in, locked out. I just think really what we should do is start writing it down. It's kind of embarrassing when we get in situations like this.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Think about Daniel and Miss Kim.
I know.
They don't want to listen to us.
Hey, we should probably think get about back. What? We should probably get back.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay, locked in, locked out.
So I also don't remember my locked out, but I didn't get any confirmation, so...
Okay. Anyway...
Anywho.
Sounds good. Well, I'm locked in. My locked in for this week is someone. Oh, I remember my locked out. It was a Sprite.
Sure, you do.
It was a Sprite.
Yeah, it was.
And I almost got it out of someone today. But no. Okay, anyway. My locked in this week is someone who has a picture of an animal in their room.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Sweet.
Yep. Animal lovers, lock in. That's how I'm going to do it now.
Animal lovers, lock in. I'll get on that theme. I'm going to do someone who has a selfie with a squirrel. Is locked in.
Okay. I can imagine.
That's a goal of mine, and I haven't been able to do
really?
It.
Really? Well, you've definitely had opportunity.
Do you remember when I got close?
Yep. Uh-huh.
That was my goal the whole time, but he was too frightful.
Okay.
So if you got a selfie with a squirrel, animal lovers, lock in. Sweet. All right, what about locked out?
My locked out is someone...
Animal haters, lock out.
My locked out is someone who owns over 20 shoes.
Yikes.
If you have, not individual shoes,
I'm
pairs.
I'm locked out.
You do not have
over 20. I know. Over my
if
whole
you have
life.
Over 20, right now, that you don't have to wear it on a regular basis because that's not
that
really possible.
You wear every day.
But like, they're in your rotation, you're locked out.
Yikes. Okay.
Okay.
If you have two pairs of shoes, you're locked out.
What?
If you only got two, that's my lockout.
Wow. If you only have two.
If you only have two pairs.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So, shoe people locked out.
It's my Crocs and my dress shoes. That's all I got.
All I got are flip-flops and sandals.
If you had to pick two shoes out there in the world, I'm going to pick flip-flops and high heels.
I got a pair of flip-flops and another pair of flip-flops.
One for when it goes bad.
It's like, man, I know I have flip-flops already, but I could really use some flip-flops. Like some real flip-flops. Okay, well, we did it. That's locked in, locked out.
We did it. Sweetness.
Sweet baby rays.
Man, I appreciate you fans, for real.
Yes.
If you're locked in, we love it. I have told you a story already, but we had a fan friend who listened to our podcast, you know, before class and ended up listening to the whole podcast. They're like, oh, wow, this podcast is done. And, oh, wow, I just missed the first hour of class.
Yeah.
So, sorry?
I guess.
That's kind of funny, though, that... Somehow, time went by so fast.
So fast.
You missed class.
I guess we speed up time, Alex.
I don't know.
Maybe she has some 2x speed.
Perhaps.
And she was only gone for 30 minutes. She's like, oh, it's been an hour.
That's exactly how it works.
That's how it works.
We have a Narbissos.
Yeah, and then I have a thought to share.
Yes.
But let me get to Narbiss. He's not really been interacting with me a lot recently.
Hmm. He's sheltered.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm sorry. Well, he actually has a joke today.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Hey, he can do whatever he'd please.
It's about melons, so I think it's fitting because we talked about watermelons earlier.
Okay.
Okay, Narbis just told me this joke, and I actually, it's pretty good. Okay. What did the melon say when his lawn looked dry?
I have no idea.
Guess it's time to water my lawn.
Oh.
Yeah? You like that?
Yeah, I kind of like that one.
Yeah. Say it. Say it. Water my lawn.
Time to water my lawn.
Yeah. Water my lawn.
What if he was from Central America and it was Guatemalan watermelon?
I don't know. Well, he's like, what did the melon say? It was long and dry. Cantaloupe. I don't know.
What did the watermelon say when his what am I saying? When his lawn was dry? Well, guess.
Nothing.
Yep. I wish I could have thought of something.
Oh, I thought you were doing the thing where whatever I say was the right answer.
Oh, I should have just done that.
Well, you can probably tell I'm sleep deprived, but that's okay.
Yeah, hey, it's a good day.
Thriving on depriving
sweetness. Well, let's enter into our
discourse.
Final count. Wait, no, you said it. I thought.
Yes. Yeah, I have a thought real quick. I read this. Wait, what? Why are you laughing?
Enter into his courts with praise. I will enter with thanksgiving.
Okay, so I read this verse this week. It's not one that's unfamiliar to me, but I kind of rediscovered, but I read it this week. I'm like, man, I forgot that verse. Was a verse, and when I reread it, I was very thankful. It comes from Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in the, and I'm just thankful for the peace that God gives, and we don't have to worry. I was talking the other day to someone about, like, man, if I didn't know the Lord wanted me here, I don't know if I'd be here. Like, how do you know, like for my future, I'm saying, I'm praying about it, and we're going to let the Lord lead. I'm not sure yet, but I trust that he's going to lead me. But if you don't have God, like, how, there's so much uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So I'm just thankful for the peace that God gives, and thankful that we can trust in him. And that we do not have to come up with our own way of living and our own way of doing things, because if we did, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
And you see that out in the world. People try and make their own way, and it just gets them into a lot of trouble, a lot of sin, and a lot of things can follow with that. So I'm thankful for the peace that God gives, and that we can trust in him, and that in trusting in him, we have peace.
That is almost what I was going to say, almost.
That's a lot of almost.
Really, mine was that you will only find God faithful when you put your faith in him. Because there's a lot of, like, times where we're, like, wondering, where is God? Where is he in my life? Like, why is he not showing up? Why is he not answering this prayer? Why is he not, you know, making himself known to me? But we're not doing anything in the meantime. We're not putting our faith in him and in the little things, and we don't even trust, we don't even have faith that he would show us. And obviously God does work in sometimes people's lives where they're off the beaten trail, and so in that way he shows his faithfulness. But the more you put your faith in him, the more you find his faithfulness, and like the song says, it is great. Great is thy faithfulness.
Great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father.
There is no shadow of turning with thee.
On that note, we're going to turn this podcast off. I'm kidding, not yet, but we are going to end. But hey, if you want more of us, we do have an after show that we record mostly every week. And so you can hop on over there after this and meet us over there. We'd love to keep on chatting.
Where can I find that?
That's on the Patreon. So $1 a month, and you can have access to about roughly 15 to 20 extra minutes of us, I don't know, blabbering. Yep. But hey, if you want some more, that's where it's at. We're thankful for you guys getting merch. and we're sorry, we're working on that. But we are thankful for all the people that reached out and were willing to purchase that, because that means a lot.
That's pretty cool.
And so, yeah, keep telling your friends.
Yes.
Share the Instagram, all the good stuff. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We mentioned that last week.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't like, I know, I personally don't like to badger you guys about all this, but it does help us. And so we know you would love to help us.
Right?
Wouldn't ya?
I bet you would.
Hey, you'd like to help us, wouldn't ya, huh?
Trent?
Yeah.
How does it go?
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked
in.
And keep egg out of your face. All right, guys. See y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.